Okay, today is Tzadik Ches. We're on Tzadik Zayin Aviz, we're at the Mishnah, and today we'll learn Lila Nishmat the Kasil Tzadok Ben Shraga Feivel, whose yahrzeit is today. Shalom Shalav and Aliyah. My great grandfather. Yeah. Today's his 80th yahrzeit.
Wow.
80th yahrzeit, yeah. He's actually going to the cemetery today, it's very nice, but I can't come. Okay, anyway, here we go.
Where's he buried?
He's buried in New Jersey.
1933.
That's the way. Okay. I know. Okay, we'll talk. Anyway, here we go. If he's reading a sefer on a skupa means like a stoop, some area outside the house. What exactly this area is, we'll discuss in the Gemara. It doesn't mean he's reading a book, like a book today that's bound. That's not what it is. It's a scroll. It's a scroll. He's reading a scroll. Vinis Gagal has saved from Yado, and it rolls away from him, but he's still holding on to it. We had this in Shabbos. Good. Good. It's nice to hear when people in the actually remember things. It's good. Vinis Gagal has saved from Yado, and it rolls away. Shagolo Etzel, you can roll it back. Not a problem, you can roll it back. He's still holding it. Hoyakor Birosh Agag, what if you're on a roof? And now, when it's Galgal HaSefer Miyado, and now the Sefer rolled away, again, he's still holding on to it. Achlo Higir LaSara Tvachim, as long as it didn't reach within 10 Tvachim of the ground, right? Fell off the roof, a long scroll, it's hanging down, but it's not within 10 Tvachim, which is the Rishos HaRabim. It's still above 10 Tvachim. Then, Golo Etzlo, then he can roll it back to you. Mishi Higir LaSara Tvachim, if it gets to be within 10 tvachim, hov chal al ksav, turn it over so the ksav is not exposed. And then you have to leave it there. Yes. From Yehuda Omer, afilu ein mesulik min ha'aretz ela kamalei machat golo etzlo. It doesn't matter if it's within 10 tvachim, as long as it's not touching the ground. Even if it's within a hair's breadth of the ground, even if it's within lavud of the ground, doesn't make a difference, you can roll it back. Reb Shimon says, "Afilu be'eretz atzmo golo etzlo." Even if it's touching the ground, you can roll it back. Why? She'ein lecha davar mishum shavus omed ibnei kitzvi hakodesh. No derabbanon will stop us from saving the farm. So obviously, Reb Shimon holds this is only derabbanon. It's only derabbanon. Otherwise, we would never say you can't save a daraisa, but you can ignore derabbanon to save sefer hakodesh. What do you mean? So we'll see. Here we go.
Problem is you can't know how far it is from the ground when you're standing on the roof.
But once you're connected to it, you're touching it, what's the issue? Now, bringing it out there maybe it is.
So we'll see. We're going to talk about it. Here we go. Hi, ha, scoopa, hey, chi, dummy. What kind of porch are you sitting on? Ile, me, scoopa, rishos ha-yachid. If the scoopa has the status of rishos ha-yachid, the kama, rishos ha-rabim, and in front of you is a Rishos HaRabim. The Lo Gazrinan, and we don't make a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Dilma Nafil V'Asi Lasuye. It might completely fall out of your hands. Then you're going to go get it. And if you go get it, you're carrying on Shabbos. From Rishos HaRabim to a Rishos HaYachid. Right? You're sitting on the Askupa, which is a Rishos HaYachid. You're reading a Sefer. If it rolls away, you're still holding on to it. As Mati just said, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Pull it back. What if you drop it totally? Hey, go get it. Quickly go get it. If you quickly go get it, you carry it on top. So make it zero. Don't even get it if it rolled, or to if it drops out of your hands totally. We don't make that zero. Right? We don't make that zero. Mani. So Mani. Who would the author be? Reb Shimon he. It would be Reb Shimon. The Amma who said, Call Dava Shum Mishum Shavuot in all of the Kisvei HaKodesh. It's only a Gzeira. Right? It would be a Gzeira only. Thank you. It would be a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? I'm not allowed to roll when I'm holding, because I might roll it when I'm not holding.
I might drop it
and then go get it. So if that's the case, right? That's what's going on over here. Look at the Rashi. Took it from your house to the porch, to the stoop.
So you've already walked
So the truth is, the Gemara is going to ask your question. So hold on, the Gemara is going to ask, it's a good question. The Gemara is going to ask that question, what? His question was, how to get out there. How to get there? How to get to be in this Askupa? No, so first of
all,
yeah, so why can't it be part of his house? He was in his house, he wanted to get some fresh air, took a shaver with him to learn on this porch. Correct, now it's going to be your porch, it's right by the
Shulchan
Aruch. Right, exactly. Exactly, exactly. Look at Rashi. Lo gazri shvus b'kisvei HaKodesh. There are no gzeiras when it comes to kisvei Kodesh. The Ir of Yehuda, if it would be Rabbi Yehuda, however he said, im mesulak min ha'aretz malei machat, delo nach, as long as it didn't rest, even though it's a hair's breadth, in touch, almost touch, it's within lovewood, doesn't matter. Hu golo etzlo, you can still roll that back. The lekel amigzar midi. There's no gzera to make. The low dummy lina feel a cloud. It's not like dropping it at all. You're holding on to it. Like what the, like you said before. There's no issue over here. What's the big deal? Aval hunach called hu aser. But if it's resting a drop, then already it's aser. The gazrinon, because we make a gzera, igudo biyado, atu hecha denafal kule. We make a gzera, holding on to it, atu in a case where you drop it. Right, so therefore, this must be Rav Shimon. This author must be Rav Shimon. So one second. Back to the Gemara, second line, Ema Seifa. The Seifa said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afil Ein Mesolak Min Ha'aretz El Amol Emachat, Golo Etzlo. Even if it's only a hair's breadth, you can draw it back to you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Be'aretz Atma Golo Etzlo. Even if it fell on the ground, you can still roll it back, on the roof. So what do we have now? We have a Mishnah that says this. The opening statement is of Shimon. The middle statement is of Yehuda. And the closing statement is of Shimon. It's a funny Mishnah, right? Reisha v'Seifa Reb Shimon. The Reisha and the Seifa Reb Shimon. Mitziyasa Reb Yehuda. That's a funny thing. Reb Yehuda, yeah. There's no other way to explain it. This is Rav Yehuda the Amora. Reisha v'Seifa Reb Shimon. Reisha and the Seifa Reb Shimon. Mitziyasa Reb Yehuda. And Taka, the middle sheet is Reb Yehuda. A lone sheet of Reb Yehuda. Okay? That's one way. No, then Rav Shimon would agree he can't. Because, why? Because, no, that's not a Shavuos. It's in Rishos HaRabim and you're in Rishos HaYachid. I have to go get it now. So what? It's a Doraisa. So for the Darabonon, the Gzeira, I don't worry about Gzeira. Forget a Gzeira when it comes to Kisvei Kodesh, no Gzeira. Right. But that he would never allow.
Right. The first case is going to force it and roll it into Rishos HaRabim.
Right, he's holding on to it.
Right.
So can he roll it back?
The last case.
What?
So
this is on the roof.
He's holding on to it and rolling it down.
And it's touching the ground. So the ground is Rosh Hashanah, and you're Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what's the difference?
Same exact case.
All right, so, good question. We'll see. Rab Amar, Hacha, here we're talking about, B'skupa ha'nidreses askinon. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's an askupa that has people walk there. Meaning, it's a Carmelis. It's a Carmelis. Oh, it's a Carmelis. Normally, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis. Why? That's a Derabanan. Right? So now to further not allow... That's ready. We can see in the bottom of the page. What tomorrow's daf. I believe it's tomorrow's daf. Whether or not there's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right? Why can't you carry the Carmelis? Because you might come to mix it up with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So now why can't I carry the Kisvei Kodesh? Because I'm in a Carmel. That's a double Gzera, right? We'll get to that tomorrow. Tomorrow, maybe even Sunday. Eisvei Abaya. The Abaya says, one second. Toch Dalet Amos. There's a Brayos that says like this. Toch Dalet Amos. If the Sefer rolled within four Amos, Golo Etzel. Now you can roll it back. Chutz Me Dalet, Hovcho Al Ksav. But if it's more than four, you have to turn it upside down so the Ksav is not exposed.
Dalet Amos from what?
From where you are. So this Bryce, that's Abaye's kasha. One second. Via Marta Beiskupa Nidreses Askinon. If we're talking about an Eskupa that's really a Carmelis, Mali Toch Dalet Amos, Mali Chutzel Dalet Amos. What's the difference how far away it went? What's the difference? Less than four. What's who cares? Says Rashi. Mali Chutzel Arba. Hakula Shavusi. The whole thing's Durabanon. The Ogdom Yadi. Still holding on to it. Mali Ma'avir Dalet Amos Mershut Arabim. Mali Machlis Mershut Arabim Eskupa Mershut Yachid. Who cares? Doesn't matter. The Kasharis law, we matter it, Mishum, the Ogdo Biyado. The reason why we're mattering is because he's still holding on to it. V'yesh kan mishum b'zayin. There's a b'zayin issue. If you can sit here all Shabbos like this, people are walking back and forth, that's not right. V'chi heichi d'sharis l'hachas m'rishus ha-rabim l'eskupa ha-chanami islam l'mishrei l'havidah l'havidah. So we're allowing it also. Where did this four Abbas come from? So, El Amar Abaya, Hacha Iskupa, the caramel is askinan. So, you know what? Here's how we're going to explain it. The Iskupa is a caramelist. The Rishus Harab Maveris Lefonel. And it goes into a Rishus Harabim. Toch Dalar Amos. If it rolled within four Amos, Dinafal Umay Silei, where you could bring it, Loas Ledechi of Chatos, where there will never be a Chi of Chatos. Why?
Even if he carried it,
it's not as a raisa. Why it's not four amos? Shari lu rabbanon. The rabbanon mattered it. Chutz la arba amos. If it's beyond four amos, di maisi lei. If you carried it, asi lechi of chatos, and you might come to do a chatos, lo shari le rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't permit it. I hachi. If that's the case, toch dalat amos nami. Then within four amos, we should also make gzeira. Nami ligzar. Dilma me'ayel mirishus harabim l'rishus ha'yachid, right? Maybe you'll come to me carry it from rishus harabim to a rishus ha'yachid.
It is in fact.
What?
Because it is in fact. What's the scoop here? The scoop is a caramelist, though.
What?
I would make that clear. The scoop is a caramelist.
No.
What's the scoop right now?
A caramelist. Well, he's saying we're trying to find out. Ihachi toch dalan amos nami nigzar. Within 4 hours, we should also make a clear. Why? Maybe you'll still carry it. Some gzeira here. Maybe you'll carry it to Rosh Hashanah. Now, Tosfos Rosh asks Mati's question. One second. What are we afraid of here? You're in a porch. That's a caramelist. It might roll away. You're gonna go. What are you gonna do now? What's the kasha? You're gonna carry. It's gonna roll away. You're gonna carry it from Rosh Hashanah through the iskupa into a Rosh Hashanah. That's what Gemara says. Maybe that'll happen.
Why?
What?
You're sitting in a
caramelist. We said there's a difference between four and less than four.
No, where did Rosh Hashanah come in? You're sitting in a we're dealing with a caramelist and Rosh Hashanah.
Ihachi. If so. If what so? If what? If so. Right? That what? That the reason why the Chachamim didn't allow you to bring it back, right? Is because maybe it'll go more than four amos, and then you'll be carrying. Then what? Then you'll be carrying. What would you say?
Amos.
What?
No, not
caramelist.
No, no. You'll be carrying four amos in Rosh Hashanah.
Within four amos. That's the second. Within four amos.
That's the chashash. If I allow you, right? If it's more than four amos away, it rolled 20 amos away, on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah. How are you gonna go get it? You can't, right? So, but less than four amos, not an issue.
Right.
That's the distinction between more than four and less than four. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ihachi, toch dalat amos nami nigzar, which makes a gzeira less than four. Why? Dilma ma'ayel mehar shusarabim l'rushusayachid. You'll carry it from the street. You won't stop into Iskupa. You'll continue on into your house. And then you carry from rushusarabim to rushusayachid. That's the Gemara's question.
How did you carry
it? It's a gzeira.
Exactly.
Right. So Tosus Harosh asks, but 1 second. But you put the scoopy, you put the scroll here before Shabbos, because you wanted this to be the spot where you're going to read. Right? It's nice weather, you want to be outside a little bit. So you put the lawn chair, and you have your safer, and you're all good to go. Shabbos afternoon, you're very good to go. So what kind of chashash is this? Right? What kind of chashash is this? He doesn't answer, he leaves him Tzarachian.
That's the problem,
right. All right, the Gemara asks it. But that's good. At least it's good to hear we're on the ball. V'chi tema, you want to tell me?
For one.
V'chi tema, you want to tell me? Kivan dimifasekes caramelis les lamba. Wait a minute. I'll tell you the issue. The caramelist breaks up the carrying because I go from Rosh Hashanah to a caramelist to Rosh Hashanah. I have to go through my porch, so it breaks up the carrying. That's not true. If you carry from within four, the viewer derech alav, and there's some other area that broke it up, chayiv, he's still chayiv. So that can't be an answer. So what's the answer? Hachamayaskinan. Now, you know what we're talking about over here? Be'eskupa arucha. It's a very long askupa. So, adahachi vahachi midkar. While you're carrying it, you'll remember. And you won't carry it into the house.
Long distance between the Yoshiz Yachad and the Iskupa.
Right.
Give
you time to think it out.
Where are you walking?
Right?
Are you walking
now, if you... What?
Where are you walking?
You're walking from the Rosh Hasharabim. It fell into the Rosh Hasharabim, less than four amos. So you carried it. Now you're not allowed to carry it back into the house.
But you carry it on the Iskupa
for, a while. Oh, then you'll remember.
Okay.
Says the Baal Amar, we don't pass it like this. Because we have another case, right? The Gemara says you're not allowed to tilt a candle on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read by a candle. Maybe you'll come to tilt it. What if the candle is 10 amos away from you? It's on the second level. You're still not allowed to. Why? Because you're not allowed to. Maybe it's so far away you'll remember in the middle. We don't say that. What do you see? We don't hold like this. So that also is a gzeira.
Yeah, but you're going to go upstairs.
That's the chashash. The chashash is, you're going to go upstairs and tilt it. During all that time. That one is right next to you. You're so used to it. No, you have to go schlep up the stairs and go tilt. You still can't. Why? Because you might come to tilt it.
Well, it's a funny thing.
So we don't make it there. We don't say, oh, in the meantime, you'll remember. Says the Baal Amar, you see from here that this out is not an out.
How do you define that? A small one or a big one or a little one?
What?
You can't read by a candle. So how do you read by any?
So that's a good shaila. It's a good shaila. So today we have electricity.
But if you can't tell, I understand that. If you had any candles in your house, even 100 years ago, you'd walk in your house and be light, so you couldn't have read on Shabbos.
You need another person.
Yeah. If you have a second person with you, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah. Remind you.
How did it actually play out halacha lemaisa on a typical Shabbos in Europe when there was no electricity, or even in the Middle East? And it's a good question. Nobody learns on Shabbos.
I have another question for you.
What?
At night.
At night, they didn't learn at night. I don't know.
You have a lefty, you have a corner.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a reminder that you're
right.
Back for it. Right. So here you have that threshold. Why isn't that a reminder for you? I know I'm sitting over here. I said it before Shabbos.
It's a good question.
It's
a good question. It's a very good question. Just to finish up, the Ramban says you can't compare Gzeiros to Rabbanan just because by the candle they didn't make a heter if it was on the second floor. Over here, maybe they did. So it's not, you can't compare Gzeiros
to
Gzeiros. Right. So why they were so machmer by that Gzeiros and over here they're not so machmer? Oh, it's a long, you'll remember. But there, we don't say that. Why? I don't know.
How long is it?
Right.
2 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet, and 15 points.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Reading is much more common than going ahead and schlepping.
I agree with you. That's why they're more machmer.
Exactly.
The potential is much greater.
Right. For
reading. Right. For reading. Right.
You have to go upstairs to turn.
Well, that's why you know the famous Gemara. I'll do it, and I won't lead. I won't tilt. Right. It's a big. Everyone's the famous last words. Right. And what happened? He tilted. Right.
What's the issue here? What's the issue of rolling? Carrying?
What? Carrying.
Well, even though you're holding.
So then there's no issue. If it's carrying, if you're holding onto it, there's no real issue. If you're still holding onto it, it's not as simple, right? The truth is that Tosfos, there's a whole discussion if this applies to other things other than svar, like a scarf. What if a big fancy scarf and somehow it rolled away into, or a yo-yo, all these kinds of things. So can you roll? There's no bazillion over there. It's just a loss of property. So what would be then? It seems to be that all those rules would be different, right? Because only so much of this is based on the fact that it's a bazillion. Okay. V'bayisema, or I can say a different answer. La'olam iskupa she'en arucha. Nah, it's not a long iskupa. That's a very far-fetched. Like Yossi said, how do you know what's long? How long is long? V'stam kisvei kodesh. Normal kisvei kodesh, iyu in ma'ayin behu, you took them out there to read, umanachlu, you're going to leave them there. If that answers his question. You're going to leave them there, and therefore you're never going to bring it into the house. You're not going to do it.
Unless it rains.
What?
This way, because if you're leaving,
you're going to leave there because you want to learn. Yeah, on the scupa, because you want to learn them.
A scupa doesn't mean that it's got a cover, a roof.
So I guess it was in the. I guess you're not afraid. The weatherman said it's not going to rain.
Yeah, okay.
Velecho is still ma'ayim behu b'rishus harabim. The ayil behu behed yil b'rishus yachid. Maybe you'll be so excited to learn, you're going to right away start learning in the street, and you're going to bring it into the rishus yachid. Hamani. So that can't. That's not an issue. Benazaihi. The amar mahalech ka'omei dummies. Because Benazai held that walking is like stopping, which is a funny shita. Benazai holds like that. We learned in the Mishnah Shabbos many times that if you're carrying something and you're walking, every time you take a step, it's as if you stopped. So it's as if you never walk four amos straight. So according to Benazai, how could you ever be chayav for carrying on Shabbos? There's only one way: if you throw it. That's the only way. So v'dil mazarek lu mizarek, maybe you threw it. Rabbi Benazai agrees that if you throw something, you're chayiv. Amar Acharava, Zosamer is Ein Mazrigin Kisvei Kodesh. Now, who throws Kisvei Kodesh? Nobody does that. Nobody throws Kisvei Kodesh. That you don't do. So therefore, according to this, you'd never be chayiv. Now we said, Oyehayekar Barosh Hagag. You're reading on top of a roof. Mishari, is that even allowed? For Tanya, Kosvei Svarim, Tfilin Umezuzos. Writing of tefillin, svarim, or mezuzos, lo itzilu rehen lahapacha yiri al paneha. You're not allowed to turn it over. Elaporis aleha beged. Rather, you put a beged there. So the Gemara says, well, hasam efshur, hacha lo efshur. There you have a beged. Here you don't have a beged. Okay?
So, like, one of the things is sit it down like this.
Right.
He's saying this member based on.
Look at Rashi. Yeah. So if you have if something fell off the roof, you don't have to turn it over. Rather, cover it with a beged. How can we say to cover? We said to turn it around. The answer is yeah. You don't have a beged over here. So what's your choice? You don't have a choice. You have to turn it around. Vilo epach. And if you don't turn it around, it could bezayon kisvei kodesh tvei. It's a bigger bezayon for kisvei kodesh. Now hafcho al aktav. So we said he turned it over. So it's a proper way to do it. It's a proper way. So, what?
You're changing a lot of it based on a proper way.
Right. Correct. Well, what else are we supposed to do? Okay, next. So we said that if it rolled off the roof, and it's within 10 tvachim of the ground, you can't roll it back, you have to turn it over. So the Gemara says, v'hallo nach. But it didn't rest. So what's the problem? Why can't you turn it? Why can't you bring it? Why can't you retrieve it? It didn't rest.
What did it do?
Huh? It's hanging off the roof. It's hanging off the roof. It didn't rest. It didn't rest anywhere. You need a hanacha. That's not an area. Right? That's not an area. Amar Rava, because El Meshupa, it's a slanted wall. So it's resting on the wall. And it has to be slanted, because if it's not slanted, it's not resting. Amalei Abaya, the Mabayo Kimta, Lemasnisan. Because of Mishupa, what are you talking about? A slanted wall? That's the only way to make this make sense? Aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Elul Masulik Mat Arz El Malay Hachud Gol Etzlo. Right? Even if it's within one tefach, one hair's breadth, you can retrieve it. Bahanachle, how can you retrieve it? It's resting. It's Mamash and Rishos Rabbim. Chsuri Mechs Rav Hachiktani. When do we say it's aser? That's because of meshupa. That's only if it's slanted wall. Avol b'kosel she'eino meshupa. But if it's not slanted, l'mayla mishlosha gol etlo. Then if it's above three, you can retrieve it. L'mata mishlosha hafcho al aktav. And it's within three, you have to turn it over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu eino meshlosha when arts right. Debeina hanocha al gavim ashehu. Because you have to have a hanocha on something. The elohad amar rava. Rava said, "Toch shlosha l'rabbanon tzarech hanacha." Right? What does that mean? So let's look at the Rashi here. It's the third wide line there, and run to the top. Rashi says like this: "Pligia led Rabbi Akiva bikluta kamisha huncha." This is another thing. This is the opposite of Benazai. Benazai holds whenever you throw something, you never chayiv for transferring from one rishus to another. because at every frame of the airspace, it's considered stopped. What the svar for that is, I don't know, but that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. So if you throw something, you never chayiv. Why? Because I threw something less than four. Then it went less than four. Then it went less than four. You never chayiv. That's what he holds. V'amrinan, and we say, Dazorek me reshus hayachid l'reshus hayachid derech reshus harabim. Right? Lamata me asara, and it's less than 10, so it's mamash in reshus harabim. Lo amrina, we don't say, hal v'niklata ba'asara tachtonim shehen reshus harabim harehi kimi shehuncha l'chayvo. We don't hold that. We don't hold that it stopped every stage. Now, therefore, you'd be chayiv. Why? Because it's going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim back to Rishus HaYachid. You're chayiv twice. We don't say that. Why? Because we don't hold from this. We don't hold from Elochumra, we don't hold from Elochula. Right? Afilu Zarak Lamata Mishlosha. Even if you're less than three tefachim from the ground. Lo Mechayiv. We don't say this loved thing now. Lo mechayev im ad shelo higia la'aretz nisraf o bolo kelef. Once it got burnt or a dog ate it, okay, forget that. El im kein noach al gabi mashu. It has to rest on something. Vafilo havi makom arba havi hanacha. Even if it doesn't have a space of four, maybe we'll say that's also hanacha. Ulamayla mishlosha, at above three, im noach, pater afilo Rabbi Akiva. You pater according to Rabbi Akiva, di makom arba, fine. Okay, anyway, so back to the Gemara. The Rav said, "Tok shloshel rabbanon tzarech hanacha." Right? Even less than three needs hanacha. Lemekit tanoyim l'shmeitza. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoyim, but this story here, right? In other words, this whole machlokas, whether you say this or you say this kluta, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? But according to the Tanakama, you don't need a hanacha on something. One second. Rav Yehuda Omer, afilu eino mesolok in aret, debeina hanacha gavi mashehu, right? But it has to have hanacha on a mashehu. Oh, if you hold it, it has to have hanacha, even a mashehu hanacha. Can you hold from this machlokas here of kluta? The machlokas will work according to Rav Yehuda, but according to the chachamim, it has to rest on something. There's no space for this machlokas at all. Lema tak. Kitanoi Amr Shmaita, could it possibly be a machlokas tanoim? We never found that. The Gemara says no. Elakul Rabbi Yehuda he. Everybody agrees to this. The whole Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chesur Merchus of Achik Tani. The Medav Amurim. When do we say that it's within three tefachim of the ground? It's aser because of Meshupa. No, it's only if you have a wall. Avol because of she'ena Meshupa. But if you don't have a wall, afilu pachas mishlosha tefachim gol etzel. Even less than 10 tefachim, you can retrieve it. Rabbi Yehuda Amr afilu ena Meshupa ben aretz elamali machad gol etzel. Even if it doesn't even touch a hair's head, you can retrieve it. My time, why? The Be'in Hanacha Gabi Mashu. Because in Hanacha on a Mashu. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ziz. What if you have some kind of a protrusion?
A ledge.
Shalafnei Chalon, right next to a window. Nosnin Alav, you can put things on the ledge. Venot Lemimeno, and you can take things from it. B'Shabbos on Shabbos. Okay? Hi ziz demapik lehecha. Where are you taking it to? Right? Where is it sticking out into? What's the story with the ziz? Elam demapik l'rishus harabim. One second. Your house is a rishus yachid, right? Your window. Now where's the ziz? In the rishus harabim? Lechush dilma nafal v'asil asuye. Maybe you'll drop something off the ledge. You'll go get it. You'll go get it. You'll drop the ball. You'll go get it. And if you go get it, you're going to be carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Ella, the mapik li Rishus HaYachid. Now, what else? What's the other alternative? That it's a backyard ledge. And it's a ledge in your backyard. So it's a pshita. Of course you can carry there. Right? Amar Abaya, la'ol the mapik li Rishus HaRabim. Really, it goes into Rishus HaRabim. Umay knows in a love diktani. What could you put there? Kalim hanish barin. Right? Kalim. Not broken kalim. Kalim that if they fall, will break. If you're not going to get it. Says Rashi, klicheres, zechuchis, right, pottery, glass, shimnaflu yishperu, dikalamemar, dilma azal umaisi lahu. Maybe you'll come bring it.
Why don't we make gzera here?
Huh?
Why don't we make gzera here?
What's the gzera?
Lots of things that break.
Oh, Ask look at Tosfos. Talk to Tosfos of Nechush, Dilma not built of Asa 3. V the mapic la carmelis. What if it goes into a carmelis? What about that? Oh, or Lachatzer she'enu mu'ureves. There's a chatzer, but there's no eruv, which is only the rabbanans. L'rava, the Rava, the less leila kamon. He doesn't hold later gzera l'gzera. Right? Pshita d'shari. It would certainly be mutter. You ask, why don't we make a gzera? So the answer is, if it's in a rishos harabim, maybe we would. You're only allowed to put things that are going to break. If they're not going to break, you can't put it there. Why? Because we're afraid. What about a carmelis? Well, the whole reason why you can't carry in a carmelis is a gzera. Now, if you put a ball there, another, you don't hold from gzera to gzera. So that would be mutter. The low itzrik lemisni. You don't have to mention that. La abaya, the gazar. Abaya tomorrow is going to say, we do make a gzera with gzera. Usher, kamo demapik le rishus harabim. Then it would be usher, taka. The ode, nira. Then if Tosfos says Abaya appears to say that even if it's a carmelis, it would still be mutter. Tomorrow is good. Tomorrow Abaya is going to hold from a gzera l'gzera. The answer is Tosfos Yeshul Chalek. You can make a distinction, Kemosha Parashti Le'el, like I said before. What Tosfos said before was that not every Gzera L'Gzera are created equal. Only Gzera L'Gzeras that are common, Abai is afraid of. But if it's not a common, it's not afraid. So what's going to happen? You're going to have you have a ledge on your window, and you put something there in a car, and it's going to fall, and you're going to go get it. It's a little far-fetched. Such a Gzera L'Gzera like that, Abai says it's mutter. When is he going to say it's usher? You'll see tomorrow. He's going to say it's usher if you're standing in one place and you're drinking in another place, right? Like, for example, you're in the house and there's a table right outside with cake. That's a gzera. Maybe you'll stick out and go, that we're afraid of. It's only a carmelis. Anyway, it's only a derabanan. Make a gzera look gzera? Yeah, because for a very common gzera, we'll do it. This is not so common, it's not a problem. Okay. Where am I up to? Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned similarly, Ziz Shalafnei Achalon, a Ziz in front of a window, Hayotel Rishos Harabim, if it's in front of Rishos Harabim, no Snin Olav, Ka'aros, you can put a plate there, Kosos, cups, Kitonios, different kind of plates, different kind of cups, Tzluchios, more plates, Umishtamish Bechol Kosel Arasar Tachtonim, until, you can do all this, until the lower 10 Tvachim. Right?
That's part of Rishos Harabim, right?
Yeah.
Within the
airspace? Yeah. The ledge sticks out, not lower. Yeah. Otherwise, then you're in airspace of Rishos Harabim. Vim yesh ziz achar. You have another ziz. You have two. Guy lives below you. Lamata mimenu mishtamish bo. The bottom one you could use. Ube elyon ein mishtamish bo. The upper one you can't use. Ela kineged chalono. Only next to your window. I'm not sure what this means. I don't know what that means. What?
Logic would dictate just the opposite.
Nahai ziz hechi dami. What kind of ziz is this? E delets be arba. If it doesn't have four tvachim, makom peturhu. It's a makom petur. Vafilu kineged chalono, nami lo yishtamesh. And if it's, then you can never use it. Does that make any sense?
No.
We hold that a makom petur is always mutter. What's the Gemara talking about? Says Rashi.
It doesn't
what?
Seem like that's the issue. It doesn't mean care what the ledges would happen from the ledge.
Correct. Now we're saying what happened. Now we're saying what could happen here, right? So what's going on? Let's look at the Rashi. So look at Rashi. Afilu kineged chalolim shesh. Nehi, it's true. The makom peturhu umutar lekasef olav. 1 second. A makom peturhu, you can adjust your load. Kaimalon makom she'ein bar arba mutar levnei rishus rabim levnei rishus yom lekasef olav. You can adjust your load in the street. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim can. The Bnei Rishus HaYachid can. You can't transfer it. You can't do that trick. But you can adjust your load. Why? Because the Makom Petur is mutter. Now what's the Gemara say? You can't put your stuff on the ledge. It's a Makom Petur. Me, however, says Rashi, Tash Mishtadr Lo Mishtri Ve. Common use all the time? That's Aser. to adjust your load once in the Yovel. You're walking where the package is, and you want to adjust your load. That's fine. That's fine on Shabbos in a Makom Patur. That's okay. But every day, oh, here's my ledge. It's a Makom Patur. I'm going to use it all the time. It's in the airspace of Rosh Hasharavim. I'm going to use it all. It's my extra, my ledge, right? I put my flowers over there. I will eat there sometimes, maybe, if we can fit. With the kids, the toys, everything will be over there. So that's right. What kind of Shabbos is that? What kind of Makom Patur is that? It doesn't really have a use, not in such a big area, and we're afraid it's going to fall. We're talking about kelim that will break. That's only if it's a large area. The potential for falling is not so great. But here, even any kelim, here it's different because it's a lot of use, and therefore it's usher. Very interesting.
The
98th daf of Irvin, we learned something that we haven't learned yet about a Makom Patur.
This would definitely be exaggerated. Why would you ever be allowed to do it, even for a moment,
so a Makom Patur.
But
it's not a Zera, but it's not a Zera Lagzera. Because a Makom Patur is always Mutter. Now I made it Zera if it's a lot of use.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. The im yesh ziz ech. Oh, I said that already. V'is ispe arba bekula kosel l'shtamesh. V'is ispe arba bekula kosel l'shtamesh. And if it has use, I don't know what this means. If it has use of four amos along the whole length of the wall, you could use it. I don't know what that means exactly. Amar abaya tachton the ispe arba. The upper one has four. The elyon less be arba. The bottom one has four. The other one, let's be out of the top. The top one doesn't have four. The chalon or mashlimos al dalad, and the window supplements it to give you the four. Ukineged chalon mishtamish. Next to the window, you could use it to chore chalonhu. It's to consider the whole of a window. The high geese of the high geese are usher. This side and that side are usher. Not exactly sure what that means. Okay, next mishnah. Omeid adam b'rishus hayachid. If someone's standing in a rishus hayachid. Metaltel b'rishus harabim. You can play with things in rishus harabim. You can move something in rishus harabim. B'rishus harabim, but if you're in rishus harabim, u'metaltel b'rishus yachid, and the same thing. If you're in rishus harabim, you can move something in rishus yachid. U'bovad shelo yotzi chutz me'arba amos. As long as you don't move it four amos. One second. Where were you standing? You're standing in a Rishus HaRabim, and you play with something in a Rishus HaYachid, right? As long as you don't move it out four amos. What does that mean? That's the other case. If you're in Rishus HaYachid, and you're playing with something in a Rishus HaRabim, you can't move it more than four amos.
Either within Rishus HaRabim.
What?
Within Rishus HaRabim.
Within Rishus HaRabim, right.
You can't move it anywhere, you can't do that no matter what.
Why? What?
You can never move something within Rishus
HaRabim. Within four amos, I guess you can. So based on this, the Rashba says, you see from here that you're allowed to move something in Rishus HaRabim less than four amos one time. It's like one time rule, because he says over here less than four amos you could do it. You hear that? You hear that, Kula? One time you could do it. Not only that, Mr. Brewer Paskins is like,
really?
Yes, in Shin Mem Tet, Sif Kot, and Tet Zayin.
And there's no Gzera on this one.
No Gzera. One time. Now.
Yeah.
I don't get this now. Now you're welcome.
Now, well, let's just finish the Mishnah.
In Gzera 20 seconds ago, that made no sense. And this one over here, would make sense. Then there's no Gzera.
Correct.
Right.
Lo Yamar Adam Rishut HaYachid. A person can't be in Rishut HaYachid. The Yashtin b'Rishus HaRabim. You can't be in Rishus HaYachid and go to the bathroom in Rishus HaRabim.
Into
the Rishus HaRabim. You hear this? You can't be in Rishus HaYachid and go to the bathroom into the Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, but there's no Malcolm Dalal al Dalad. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask that question. There's no Malcolm Dalal al Dalad, right? Coming out of your body, it's not Malcolm Dalal al Dalad. There's no Akira. The Gemara is going to ask that question tomorrow. The Gemara has more questions about this case tomorrow. One of the top 10 questions in Shas certainly is tomorrow's daf on this question, on this case.
You're joking, right?
I'm dead serious. Bereshus Harabim, or it could be a Bereshus Harabim, V'yashtin Bereshus Yachid. You can't do it all the way either. You can't be Bereshus Harabim and urinate into the Bereshus Yachid. V'chein L'yarok, same thing with spitting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Shenes Lashesh Roko Bepiv, even if the spit is like forming in your mouth, like it's getting a big wad, you can't even walk for arms until you carry. Why? Because it's considered separated from your body now. Yeah, it's like separated from your body, and therefore you have a carrying shayla. You have to get rid of it before you walk. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.